Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and what Phil calls the granddaddy of CSA's community-supported agriculture, farm shares, Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm in Amherst. Dan, you're the third CSA farm in the whole nation?
Yeah, the third CSA farm in the nation, the longest-running CSA in America.
Because you killed those other two.
Yeah, those other two, they didn't make it past, like, whatever year. But, yeah, we are the oldest.
When was that?
Our farm was started in 1986.
You know, now we hear a lot about farm shares, and there are farm shares all up and down the valley, CSA farms. But then, as the third in the nation, first in the valley, it must have been a totally novel concept. Where did you get the concept from?
Yeah, well, just to be clear, I wasn't at the farm at the time, so I am the second farmer at this place. I did come here in 1994, but I can tell you that I've been around CSA since then, and it was a very different environment. You certainly couldn't tell somebody to buy a farm share and have them understand what you were talking about. They thought it sounded ridiculous. It certainly was nothing like it is now. I remember getting a call from the Boston Globe a few years back, and they wondered just what effect that the buy local movement had on our early marketing. And I told them that, well, I'm sorry, but I think that we created the buy local movement because it wasn't there.
But now it's there. That's a big part of what CESA does. And that's part of the explosion of the farm shares across the valley. But you were saying, Dan Kaplan, that there is not enough supply to meet demand. Is that true with farm shares? Or?
Well, I think that it's continually rising. And, you know, I've had people who work for me who then go on and start their own farm, sometimes in the valley, sometimes, you know, nearby. And the amount of farm shares being sold in the valley is increasing steadily. The amount of people who have shares is increasing steadily. But, you know, it's not an even match. And sometimes farms find that they can't find enough people to buy shares. They find other markets. They find other places to sell shares. I know people go to hospitals. People go to schools. I think that's all part of the market maturing.
And some of that's a good thing because some people are not going to make it part of their world and their life to actually drive to a farm, connect to the farmer, be part of the farm operations, bring their kids there, have it as part of their meals. So for some people to get their farm share at work is great. We still have an overwhelming majority of people who are shopping at supermarkets. Half of those people are just going to the big box. How do we keep reaching out to more and more people? And how do we bring more people to really taste what it means to go to a farm and meet the person growing the food and understand the land that they're on and actually pick those strawberries with their kids?
Dan Kaplan at Brookfield Farm in Amherst. What are you growing on your farm? Or what do we get if we get a farm share there? Third in the nation.
That's the third in the
it's
nation.
It's like Delaware or
that's
something
pretty
like
good.
That.
Yeah, remember. That's true.
Delaware might have been first,
state.
But I don't know what the third.
State.
Maybe
but
Massachusetts.
If you're the third. Yeah. In any case, if you bought a share now, you'd get nothing because, of course, we don't have anything available until June rolls around. If you were lucky enough to buy a winter share from us, which goes from December until March, you got a beautiful array of root vegetables. You got some cabbage, which we were able to store all winter, some onions. I brought some carrots today so you can see them.
Oh, look at these.
I brought you a dirty
compare
one.
And so contrast.
Now, you can see how we store them. That one's been was pulled out of the ground in November. It's very dirty. And you might think, like, I'm not going to eat that. But, you know, if you clean them up.
They look gorgeous and orange, like Bugs Bunny wants to
they
eat.
They really work.
Carrots? Carrots? Who, what, where, when, who, where, what, where, who, when?
When Bugs Bunny pulls them out of the ground, they don't look dirty like that. It's like when you pull a baby out of the womb, it always comes out so pristine, not bloody and mucky.
Everybody's glad to see the stork. Here, stork, have a drink to the new baby. Have another. You gotta be sociable. You gotta be sociable. You just can't refuse their generous hospitality.
I've never really understood why leaving them unwashed stores them better.
You can wash them and you can store them, and then you have to keep them very, very controlled temperature and humidity, so they have a very small little window. It costs a little bit more money to do it that way. Or you can leave their skin on and leave them dirty. You also have to keep them at a certain temperature, but there tends to be the properties of the carrot itself, which holds the moisture inside and just makes it so that they last a little bit longer.
Now, I'm going to confess something to you, Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm in Amherst, that I have a winter share, and I get a lot of carrots, and we leave them unwashed. And sometimes I'm lazy and just eat them dirty. Is that bad for me?
Well, how do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it.
Eating dirt? I eat a lot of dirt, I got to tell you.
And on purpose?
No, I mean, I just live around dirt. I mean, it's weird. Isn't it strange that food grows in the dirt? I mean,
it's weird that food grows on the dirt and that we have this aversion to
you're
it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I live in dirt. My trucks are filled with dirt. My hands are filled with dirt. I don't just go out and eat
you don't get
dirt,
a scoop full.
I'll be honest, your pants look a little dirty right now.
I have a lot of dirt around
I know
me,
some
I,
kids who do eat dirt like that, and I feel like, go for it. You're probably like lacking in some mineral. Just eat that dirt, kid.
I don't get sick that often.
But I'm not going to get sick for eating my dirty carrots.
No, I don't think so.
So there's now about 50 farms farm, selling about 10,000 farm shares, feeding about 40,000 people. Almost all these farms are doing organic or sustainably grown. Even though now's not the time you would be getting a food share, now's the time to sign up for a food share.
Invest in your farmer now.
Cheap way to get into futures as well.
Yeah, pork bellies. Yeah. Dan Kaplan from Brookfield Farm in Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.